Hello. It's about that time. Back again. Back at it again.
LeBron James.
With another solo podcast. I saw Sixth Grade directed, written by Bo Burnham in the theaters, so I'm on my LeBron James kick. And I also Googled synth pad online, so I found this. And it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I got all these things I can hit. And you know I'm definitely going to use it. I'm going to be hitting you with that soft podcast monotone right up to the microphone sound. And we got these beautiful keys just to help elevate that rhythm. I promise I won't overuse it. But today is a special podcast because, as you may know from watching my YouTube channel, whatever I do, I want to start doing more couple stuff with the podcast with India. So we may not get that many solo deep dives into the mind of Craig Adams like this. Fuck, I could have keep my hand off. Yeah, I asked a question. This is pretty much like an AMA, Instagram style. I posted one of those god-awful questions that everyone was like spamming the first week it came out. It was just terrible. Everyone just posting, look at all the questions I got here. Let me ask some, answer some questions. It's just overused. So I did it. I did the thing I'm making fun of. And we're going to answer some questions. I'm going to be honest. Some of these are pretty in there, pretty deep. Jeremy Cohen, what is the most underrated tool that you often use that helps you live a more enjoyable life? I will say this, you know, I guess you kind of define what your happiness is differently as you move along the spectrum. And right now, the things that I just want to do, if I had total control, I just want to go exercise. I want to eat well, eat healthy. I want to just hang out and be social and make friends and relationships with like a small number of people that I care about and just help people and just do that. And it always comes down to like, what's the easiest thing I can do? It's like exercise. Like running is so important to me as like a mental thing. So just having running shoes is like the most underrated tool I have. Because I wear the type of shoes that I can run in at any point. So whenever I go on a trip, I could go for a run without having to pack extra shoes. And it's the best way, honestly, to like see a city. Because when you're traveling, a lot of people are really trying to not feel like a tourist. You want to feel like a local. And I think exercising and going for a run, especially in the morning or evening, yeah, especially in the morning when you get up early with the sun, go for a run. You know, you see the city in a different light. And I think people look at you a little differently. So there's nothing better than running, especially when you're on a trip. Oh, very underrated tool, Jeremy. Thank you for that. Next question. From Graham, good friend here, Cool Burns. Who's a YouTuber that's getting more hate than she deserves? Oof, controversial. Going right to the really controversial questions there, my man. You know, I watch PewDiePie. We could talk about that. He's definitely gotten some hate. Everyone gets some hate. Joe Rogan. I don't know. It's fascinating because I feel like what we don't want to do is get in these bubbles. And if you just watch one YouTuber, you learn a lot about them. And I think the more you dig into someone and watch and understand their truth, you know, you understand, you sympathize. And I feel like, I don't know if it's a saying, but I feel like if you got to know your enemies enough, they wouldn't be enemies. Like, think about it. Like, to some degree, you could feel empathy towards someone, then you would understand where they're coming from and you wouldn't hate or like, I feel like hatred comes from misunderstanding. So I don't know, but a special like a specific person, like the Paul brothers, PewDiePie. I don't know. A special person that gets more hate. I think everyone gets more hate than they deserve. Next question. My brother Curtis is asking, why boobs good? ? Well, why boobs good? Boobs good, because boobs good, Curtis. Squirt, squirry tortoise. Great question, thanks. Really, really special question, thank you. Joe Hearsay. Who is your biggest filmmaking influence? Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know, I want to have witty, quick, witted answers to these things, but to some degree, I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe, whoa, fuck. All right, on to the next question. I already hit the note by accident. Olaf Dorhan, what niche, category, style, subject would you say your channel is? Trying to define that, yeah. I think it's best if you you do have some kind of expectation. You got to make a promise, keep that promise, do that over and over again, and then subs understand that and will come to you in droves to get the subs, the fans, the people who like you for you. You know, anyone can do anything, add their personality and make it their own. So I guess my personality, my face, my doing things is the thing that binds all these videos together. But right now, there's definitely a hodgepodge of travel films, tutorials, reviews, sketches, podcasts. There's even some like privated wedding video. Like, there's a lot of different stuff on the channel. And the next year, I think the last year has been narrowing down what that is. And I think travel and vlogs is definitely what we're moving towards. I think within the next year, you're definitely going to see way less of the, this is how you do the best settings for drones, tutorial review videos. You're definitely going to see less of that and just more like general storytelling as I move away from the gear and the strict, you know, education. I don't know. You know, I've done education for so long. I just kind of want to get away from it in a technical term and just assume that I just want to share what I do and know in like a non-structured way. I don't want to like make the classroom of Craig. So, yeah, good question. P. Avery. Did you like Phantom Thread? Seems like a very specific question. I think you may already know the answer. I really did. I did like it. I'm a sucker for British period pieces. And P.T. Anderson is one of my faves. So it was beautiful. It was elegant. It was really intense. What's his face? Really, he was like method acting and learning how to sew for like a year. I don't know if he was method acting, but he like spent a whole year of research getting into that character. So at the House of Woodcock, really good music. Yeah, the music was amazing in that film. I recommend you go see Phantom Thread. Definitely wasn't, big, everyone sees it, blockbuster kind of movie. Definitely see it if you can. Thanks. How did you get into filmmaking? What pushes and drives you every day? How did you get into filmmaking and what? Okay, that's two questions. How do I get into filmmaking? Come on. Lots of different things. I don't know. It's just like such a bland question. It's questions like this that make me want to just make a video, where it's very easy for people to figure this out on their own, so I don't have to like keep rehashing it up. And maybe that's like, that's sassy Craig, but hey, whatever. I'm just going to do what I want. Thanks. Were you ever nervous when posting your first videos? Rish B. What kind of, like, this is an interesting question as well. Were you ever nervous when post? So I try to reverse engineer this. Obviously, this person's nervous about posting videos. I'm assuming you posted videos, but like your first videos, what's different between my first videos and videos I post now? Nothing changes. Was I nervous? Sure. Like, you know, I'm always trying to be more confident, but that scales up as your level of influence increases. So it's like, sure. If I was to post a video that is with 100 million subs, I guess, I don't know. That's like a weird question. Moving on. Are you traveling anytime soon? Matt. I'm going to call you Matt. Are you traveling anytime soon? I've been looking into Miami, Puerto Rico, Toronto, you know, India's family lake house part two is happening. So instead of 2 weeks up there, I'm going to spend a week at India's lake house cabin, like 2 or 3 hours north of Toronto. Not the wilderness, but definitely up there. An interesting little slice of life, of Canadian life, Trudeau land. Definitely the country. I did shoot one video. Honestly, I think it's one of my most underrated videos. That lake house little travel vlog was 2 weeks of me definitely going crazy in like lake isolation, running and drinking coffee and, you know, just doing that life. Definitely got to think of like what I want to do for this video. Put it, you know, interstellar, out of this world. I will say I've never droned more in my life than being at that lake house. Like, because I had no one to bother me, unlimited space, definitely doing some tests to see how far I could push the limits of the drone distance, which was interesting. So yeah, looking forward to going back there, but not as long. 2 weeks is too long. What do you want to achieve in life? What do you want to achieve in the next 4 years? Dan the man, come three Miko. What do I want to achieve in life? Oh man. What do I want to achieve in life? I just want to be happy and just make other people happy. I don't like, what kind of question? What do you want to achieve in the next 4 years? I don't know, man. I don't know. What happened to wedding films? Emerald Empire Media. So funny. There's a video all about that on the Wedding Film School channel. You obviously know about wedding films, so gotta be a sub. Hey, if you ain't a true sub and you're asking questions like this, damn, man. I have moved away from Wedding Film School. So I've given the channel everything over to Scott, good friend, wedding filmmaker. And he's already uploaded like 3 videos. And yeah, it's a great relationship. It's good. I think it's only going to get better from here. So go check it out. There's a whole video all about that. Transition of power. What's the first quality you look for when meeting someone new? For me, interests, from Brian Moore Zero. What's the first quality you look for when meeting someone new? Yeah, I just want realness. I just want truth. If I get a whiff of you faking anything, it just turns me off. If someone's a dick, but they're honest and like, I know that's true, I would rather put up with that and like be friends with that person than someone who's like fake and forced positive. It's just, I just gotta sift through all the bullshit to find who's real. Ooh, got a double key there. We gotta switch it up, right? Key three. Ooh. What's your inspiration for filmmaking? Kind of a pain. From Kind of a Pain. That's the name of the account. Amazing. What's your inspiration for filmmaking? I pull it from everything around me. You know, I don't think it's healthy to have one place because then that's all you know. You got to have a big pool. You got to have the world, the plants, the books, the food, the smells, the people, the random, you know, abstract bounces of light hitting the wall as you're walking past the corner. You know, just dig deep on any weird thought you have and just like analyze your dreams and be open and raw and willing to share and like tell stories with your friends and I don't like this idea that your inspiration has to like come from another YouTube channel. I think that's dangerous when you go down that road, because then you start to, it's kind of hard not to copy them, right? I had this thought, this discussion with my friend John Axley the other day over Double Cup Coffee. Sweatpants Sunday, baby! And we were talking about originality, outliers, and whether it's easier to make original content and like original ideas to be original when you shut off the world and you don't look at anything in your field. So if you're a photographer and you don't follow any other photographers, is it easier to come up with an original idea? Or because there's the possibility of you doing something that someone else has already done, or just like, you know, being kind of walking through the footsteps of every other photographer who's done what you've done, you'd kind of do the same thing other people have done. Or is it easier to be original and come up with something new when you dive headlong into your field, research everything, and try to figure out as much as you can, like what other people are doing, what are the trends, what are people doing right now in this country, that field, this discipline, just so that you can figure out something that someone else isn't doing? You know, how do you know someone else isn't doing it? Is that easier? So I don't know if we figured it out, but that was just like what we were talking about and it was good. So I don't know. Yeah. Inspiration. Thoughts on veganism from Thai filmmaker. Yeah, it's a great idea. It's just hard to get there when you've lived an entire life as a carnivore, omnivore. I don't know, whatever. I eat whatever tastes good. So yeah, it's practice, and it's hard to break a habit. I've dabbled. I've watched the films and done a little tiny bit of research and talked to a couple people who are vegans, but yeah. There has to be like an immediate effect, like a reason. So I just haven't gotten there. Do you miss the beloved A7S Mark II? Nah, my new camera is better in every way. Did you notice any loot loss? Okay. If you got typos, I'm going to skip your question. Quick drone color grade tip. I don't care about color grading drones. How do you feel about after finally having gotten rid of wedding film school? I feel good. You know, it's yes and no. You don't know what you have until it's gone. And I'm glad to be focused on one thing, whatever that thing is. Like, I'm in a really weird situation with my life right now, just trying to like research and learn and kind of have a renaissance of ideas and viewpoints and seeing both sides of a lot of different things and reevaluating what I want to do. But yeah, I think I'll come out on the other end on another level. I got to scale up somehow. Kind of exhausted the benefits of like what I've been doing right now, so I gotta like step it up and do something new. And wedding film school was definitely part of that old regime of trying to like make money through gear with other people and like being, hello, I am an influencer, I am the film guy. Like, I was over it. So on to the next one. When are you going to get a new profile pic? When I get a good profile pic. When the inspiration comes, if I see a photo I like, it'll happen. I'm not going to force it. How much money do you make? Next question. What's the most underrated food item? Underrated food item. I've been really digging grapefruits. Grapefruits are pretty awesome. They're pretty big, watery, delicious. I always remember putting sugar on them. Like my mom would put sugar on them when we had them as a kid. You don't need that. They're delicious on their own. A little bit of tartness. Sour, but very sweet. Very sweet. Would you ever consider getting a 9-to-5? Nah, I think we're past that. You know, this is also something I was talking to John about. It's this fear that. I've been out of it for so long, doing my own thing, freelance, never had a boss, that I'm like scared that I couldn't have a 9-to-5, that I wouldn't, you know, I'd be starting so far back that I'd get fired just from like telling someone off or just like not being able to deal with the workload, or the rules would probably get to me. So, you know, there's always that fear in the back of my mind that I wouldn't even be able to do it if I could try. Any clothing brands you suggest in building a minimal wardrobe? Not really. I don't really care. Rex Mex Official. Would you ever do a Dubai super vlog? And if so, what would you do there? I don't know. I've never been there. I would want to find some cool things that aren't like hyped up, you know, fuck boy, look at me type stuff. But it looks like a beautiful city from what I've seen. What do I know? What have I seen? I've just been like supercars and like, look at me, all the money I got, and the fancy. I'm so over that. So I don't know if Dubai would. There's got to be some natural beauty, some real. What's your greatest fear? I don't know. Can I travel to all the places you do? Maybe. Maybe a bit off topic, but how do you value engage in politics in general? How do I value engage in politics in general? What gives you joy? From Murphy Studio. What gives me joy? Improving, getting better, I guess. That's a deep question, though. What neighborhood in Brooklyn do you live in? I can't be telling people where I live. I'm in Brooklyn. What is the one aspect of your life, if any, you struggle with applying minimalism? From CTHP. Good question. Struggle applying minimalism. It's strange. Once I got rid of everything, I wanted to get rid of more stuff. So it just made me try harder to find things to organize. But I've definitely gotten to a point where I can't really organize that much more. Definitely physical. Even the digital stuff is kind of like pared down. I find little ways to like get rid of this and that. I don't need to ever go to this website again, so it's just like gone. But struggle with applying minimalism. I keep going back and forth on who I'm following on social media, trying to decide if it's worth it to have some kind of online public Rolodex of people I want to do work with. I think this is pretty useful if you're doing something like a podcast. So it's like, oh, look at Craig's following. All the people he's following is pretty much a list of people he has had on the podcast or worked with in a video, collabed with, or wants to. There's some power in that, you know. The people I follow, I give value to, and that makes them more inclined to, one, know who the fuck I am, two, care who the fuck I am, and three, understand that there would be some value in giving me some value, whether that's a retweet, a like, guesting on a podcast, collabing on a video, being my friend. You know, it all comes down to that. Jeremy, New York versus LA. I like New York. I've been here way more than I've been in LA, so probably biased. Right? Yeah. Alex Presco. How can I manage studying and working and being creative without feeling like my brain is going to shut down at 31? If things are too hard, you're taking on too much. You got to scale back. Do less. You know? You got to live on the edge. You can't do too much. You can't do too little. You got to take risks enough so that you're improving and changing because you got to get out there to grow. You got to make mistakes to get better. If you're not making any mistakes, you're not trying, you're not putting yourself out there enough. But then you can't risk it all. You know, you can't put it all on black every time because then you'll lose all of your money. You got to hedge. So you got to work within those parameters. Do the best you can to the best of your ability. And if you feel like you're going crazy, you should probably change something, right? Current favorite YouTube channel. Ooh, yeah. I'm digging through Joe Rogan. His podcast is really good. Really long interviews with awesome people. A lot of comedians, MMA fighters. I'm not really into MMA, so I don't watch the fighting things at all or care about all those people. But yeah, the scientists, the philosophers, the philosophizers, comedians, really good stuff. I like it because it's honest. It's, you sit someone down for 3 to 4 hours, it's pretty hard to hide the bullshit if it's there, especially with someone like Joe Rogan who digs in sometimes a little too much, but I think he's good. He's definitely, after 1,000 podcast episodes over 5 years, yeah, he's gotten better and good. Which lens is the most used in wedding recording? I have no idea. How do you feel when you have to rebuy items you've already minimalized? He sent emails code? I don't know how to read any of these accounts. Yeah, I feel stupid sometimes. I've definitely rebought things over and over again. I think, what's the worst example? I had like one example. This Tascam I'm recording into with this microphone, you know, I had 4 of them for weddings, got rid of those. And then I bought 2 of them because I had to do a last minute wedding. And I got rid of that. And then I got one because I thought I needed one. And I got rid of that. And now I have 2 more. So it's just like stupid. Just on my end, money wise, but yeah. Black07, what format do you use most for your recordings? XAV or HD? It doesn't matter. Like, I just use 4K. It's like, honestly, it's I don't really care that much. Most of the settings I use are on auto or default. It's what you do with the camera. It's more important. When are you going to post a travel vlog again? Next time I go on a trip? Probably next month. I'm gonna be honest, yeah. Might be Toronto. Can anyone become a cinematographer? I don't know, you tell me. How can I use a drone at its fullest with like cinematic shots and such? If you have some suggestions, DM. Well, have you ever shot film? Personally, no. I have been on a production that was using 35mm. And I was the film load, and no, I was second AC. Yeah, for 2 weeks straight. Like 10 to 12 hour days all over New York. It was a real hoot. I got to help, you know, I don't know. There was like a film loader who I was just curious, and he let me, you know, change out the film and like check it out and look. And we went to see the scans after all the production was done. So it was interesting seeing that at least once in my life, because everything else has been digital. You know, I learned on digital. Everything's digital now, so it's just too expensive to have film. What do you have planned for the future, Tyler Scott 4? Ooh, I got lots planned. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Why haven't you been posting more? Yeah, I've been a little depressed.
Oh yeah, baby.
Figuring out, like I said, researching, digging into my own soul, figuring it out. Hi, I have a bunch of A6300 Zion Crane V2. Will this combo be smooth enough? Why are you asking me? Since you are self-employed, do you pay for healthcare or are you YOLOing? I'm YOLOing right now. I didn't know I had to get a health insurance plan until it was too late, so I had to apply out of term. But yeah, I got the cheapest one possible because I'm healthy as fuck. And an arrogant 20-something-year-old dude. So I don't need to go to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Thoughts on Instagram TV from Cold Lunch for You. What the fuck are these names?
Oh, look, another one.
Oh, Instagram TV is kind of obnoxious to me. I like stories. I think you can do a lot with stories. You don't need to use Instagram TV, especially if you're using YouTube. But yeah. How's life been without having to attend a wedding? It's been nice. Yeah. I've been attending weddings as a guest. I haven't been shooting them, which I'm assuming that's what you mean. But yeah, I like going as a guest. I like drinking a lot, talking to people, not having to work. Hey! Minimalist recommendations for an iPhone case. Check that kit. CraigAdams.com. I got what I use. And I guess that's all I can recommend, right? I would only recommend the stuff that I use. Because why the fuck would I recommend something I don't use? I don't think that makes sense. Then it's just like I'm pushing people to buy this thing. Right? If I don't use it, why would I recommend it? That seems strange to me, right? When's the next updated digital minimalism video? Yeah, I feel like I said a lot with that one. I don't really see the need to do another one, right? What would I even talk about? I don't think that much has changed. Thoughts about selling courses and digital assets? How are you going about it? Add them up now. I'm not going about it. I'm turned off by the idea. Yeah, I don't want to sell things. I don't want to do that. I just want to focus on just doing what I want to do, and it's just not it. I'm not motivated by money. As crazy as that sounds, Craig's gone crazy. He's a stupid, crazy Bernie follower. I'm trying my hardest to not be motivated by money. Yeah, just to express myself, find the truth. Is it possible? We'll see. What is the best thing that minimalism has given you? Yeah, perspective. I don't look down on other people, but it makes me really consider other perspectives. Because it makes me, you know, I have a deeper understanding of what I want out of this life, and I am along for the ride. I know nothing, but fuck, you know, it's like, I'm not going to be that old person living in a house with all this crap, you know, with an unfulfilled life. Doing things for the wrong reason. Who knows? I don't even know. Step one, I don't know. Next time you're around the Bay Area, want to link up for a coffee? I like coffee. That's got to be getting so annoying. tweet me if you're listening to this podcast and you're just like shaking your head like, fucking Craig, stop. Stop doing the synth pad. Or at least get other notes, right? What about a bob as a kick? I got to keep doing the keys. Maybe I'll switch it up. Maybe I'll turn it down. I'll turn it down just a little bit. How about that? I wish I could play more notes. Ha! Hold up.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me to link up for coffee. Ask yourself, why would I do it? And then reverse engineer that to get me to do it, I guess. If that sounds like obnoxious, I guess, but it's like, I don't know. I don't want to sit here and like think about the reasons why I would link up with someone for a coffee, but reach out, be creative, make some effort, get my attention. Hey, Craig, know of any dope Airbnbs in Bushwick for a long weekend? I live here, so I do not look at Airbnbs for where I live. And you could probably just do a search. Not going to do the search for you. Can you explain how you drive so much traffic to your kit page? Content, baby. I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
How are you doing? From Nick Brangle Films. Hey, Nick. I'm doing just great, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Toyota Celinas or Color? I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're asking. What's the long-term goal? Will YouTube be a source of income at 65? I think that's a little bit of a ridiculous question. Of course not. That still doesn't make it important what I'm doing right now. What are you getting at? What's the question behind the question? Any meetups soon? I'd fly out from Oregon to New York. I don't think so. Thoughts on cryptocurrency? Nah. I don't invest in that much, so. Why every your travel videos are good and unique? Because I love what I do. Any advice to someone starting out on YouTube? I got a whole podcast for you. Go back. Go back one podcast. Go back one podcast. CraigEms.com/podcast. Where's the guest? What's the easiest social media platform to gain a following on? You're asking the wrong questions. How to stand out from the peers? Ugh. After building a really good portfolio with free videos, should I charge high or start low? I don't know, man. In your opinion, what's the best consumer camera out there right now for the money and why? I don't care. I've got a camera and it works. Why would I be investigating other cameras? It just seems crazy to me. I only recommend the camera I have. If I want a different camera for any reason, I'll go get it and then I'll recommend that. So it's like, I'm not one of these, I don't know. I guess if you're someone who's like reviewing all the stuff and you have like a lot of advice to give on a subject, like I guess that's useful, but I hate these reviewers who just review shit because it comes out and it's just, okay, well, I don't want to name anyone, but just like reviewing the new MacBook Pro, it looks the same. There's just new innards I guess if you want to come, like, it's obviously better than the last one. How much better? Okay. Well, we could, like, go online and just post a single, like, page of stats comparing this and that. Like, why do you need to make a whole fucking review video for a MacBook Pro update? There's nothing to review. It's just like this fucking, ugh. Okay. Welcome back. All right. I just had a little moment there. We're back. Zach Kennedy. Favorite character from Scrubs. Yeah. I watched that. I haven't watched it in a while. It's definitely not The Office. But I know there's Turk and JD. Dr. Cox, I guess. I identify with Dr. Cox. I think he's pretty mean and funny. I guess. Next travel plans. We need Super Vlog. I'm on it. Oh boy. Why do you run? Adrian. I run because it's painful. It's fun. There's a lot of good and bad, but it's the good kind of bad, you know what I mean? I like being able to push myself. Life is all about making a promise to yourself or other people and then hitting that goal or not. If you did, great. If you didn't, that's fine too. As long as you didn't risk it all. What you got to do is analyze what happened and why for both situations, good and bad. And that's how you grow. You know, the fact that we can remember things and then make a better informed decision makes all the world of a difference. So why do I run? I say 5 miles. If I hit 5 miles, I feel great. Mm-hmm. How does a minimalist keep track of his finances while running a business? Felicia Full Wood. I have an accountant. I've got a business credit card, a business banking account, and then a personal credit card and a personal banking account. Got a PayPal too, but that everyone's got to have a PayPal. It's obnoxious. I hate it. Yeah. Business expenses go against business income, and then I pay percentage. Like it's all automatic. How's India? She's on a trip. Coming back. Ask her. Why would you ask me how she is? Any plans on coming to India? I'd love to. We'll see. We'll see. It's pretty crazy over there, isn't it? Crazy. Way different than what I'm used to. Sony 12 to 24 f4 or Sony 16 to 35 f2.8. Yeah, those are two different lenses. And you know what I'm using. So how could I recommend what you'd use? It's just not about it. I don't like these questions. Can you give me an extra camera equipment for free?
Oh, look.
Hold up.
Another one.
Okay. Ever tried a Fuji mirrorless? I don't care. If you could work on a TV show production, which would you choose? I think Black Mirror is pretty cool. I think it'd be really, really, really pinnacle, really fun shit to like write, direct, and star in a Black Mirror episode. I really respect the storytelling, the beauty. What was I watching that was really good? I don't know. Like, everything on Netflix these days looks gorgeous. And, yeah. A lot of people doing voiceovers in Adventure Time, which I just wrapped up. That's cool. Childish Gambino. All those people, you know. They slip them in there. But hey, tangent. Samurai Jack, season 5 finale. One of the greatest seasons of all time. Not even just animation, definitely animation. But goddamn, I love that. That was such a good, satisfying comeback to wrap up a whole show. If you haven't watched Samurai Jack season 5, what are you doing with your life? Get on it. Would you like to visit Berlin? Yes, I would. Where would you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? 5 to 10 years older. Better, you know. And more able to control myself better. In touch with my true natures. Helping. Especially the people around me. Better. Seems like you're getting more into photography, Marish. Is that a question? I'm always shooting photos. I love photos. Aren't there any feature films that you plan to make? Yeah, that'd be fun. Just gotta focus in on what I wanna do. Where are you going with education? Nowhere right now. Do you have any plans to visit Ireland? Yeah, people, it's funny. I'm going to make the assumption that you live in Ireland and you're bringing up this question because you live there. Like, it's a selfish thing to want someone you follow to come to your country so that you could meet them. Sure, I'll get that. I don't know if it's good or bad, whatever. I don't care. But it's just a fascinating thing when people ask like very revealing questions into their nature, selfish nature. I just think it's amazing. I'd love to come to Ireland. Yeah, hit me up. Any advice on finding a full-time job in a creative industry? That's a huge question. Huge question. Get a mentor. In one word, what inspires you, life? When can we get together or FaceTime? I don't know.
Another one.
Would you do another super vlog like you did in Tokyo? Yeah, sure. I've already done a lot. I don't care what you call it. Vlog, travel film, super vlog. That was just like a week compressed into one film. But hey, I did the same thing for Alaska. You can go watch that. And Utah. And Iceland. And New York, practically. I've done daily vlogs here for like three months straight. So if that's not a super vlog, I don't know what is. Do the podcast entirely in your LA character. Maybe. Maybe once we start doing a video with India, I'll troll her for sure in character. What would you like to accomplish in film that you haven't already? I don't know. Would you ever go back to film weddings? Probably not. I'm shooting one for a friend later this year, I think. Yeah. How much are you looking forward to the Sony A7S Mark III? Don't care. If it's better, I'll get it. But it's definitely not something I worry about. I worry about food. I worry about tacos. I worry about soccer. More than cameras. When are you going on your next trip? Oh, man. Okay, skip. Will you be getting another wig and doing another character? Yeah, I'd love to do characters. I've always done characters. I've gotten away from it. I used to do a lot of parodies, trying to get back to that. And India has supported me doing characters because she gets a ton of characters. I'm obnoxious with characters. In her face when she comes home from work, all tired. Yeah. So sorry, India. Another one. Hi, I'm your fan, and I have a question for you. What do you think about... I don't care about lenses. What inspired you to become minimalist? I literally have a video why I became a minimalist. What is your professional opinion on American cheese? It is cheese. Williamsburg or Soho? Williamsburg. How in these days do you get your income? Wow. I'm an influencer, baby. I influence. Ultra wide or 4K for video editing? Whatever you have. I need a voice. Ah, that's what I want. I want a voice modulator. I think that would be better if I could slam down on a key on different voice modulators and then like sing. And then also add like a beat. Ah, that's what I want to do. Yeah. What, you height? 6'2", baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Why, you cool? Well, you had me at why. What sort of things do you wish you had recorded at the start of your video career? Tidame. What things I wish I recorded? I was recording what I was recording. I don't know if it would make sense to wish I recorded something because I can't influence that. I don't like what deeper idea could that even touch upon? I don't know. Are you a fan of Captain Underpants? No. Another one. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Oh, goddamn. When are you and India getting married? I think it's kind of presumptuous to assume that we would. Imposing heteronormative standards on people. Not cool. Your biggest failures. What do you regret? Oh, we don't have time to get into that. Damn, man. Tips on not getting caught flying a drone in New York. Don't fly a drone in New York. Color hex value of your solid. Oh my God. Why does it matter? Why do you care if that you have the exact same wallpaper as me? It's gray. It's charcoal, baby. Oh yeah, baby. If you weren't doing film and YouTube, what would you be doing? Naomi Wang. Wang. There's two N's there. I don't know how to say that. What would I be doing if I wasn't doing film? You know, I've considered not shooting video anymore. And YouTube. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about YouTube. YouTube. I hate the idea of being an influencer. I hate the idea of sharing. I feel like, okay, this is gonna go deep, so let's hit some keys. Craig going deep. Yeah, just this idea of sharing. If you're okay with your life, if you're fulfilled, and you're like doing what you want to be doing and growing and helping and learning and being eating and drinking and dancing and just doing it, you know, healthy, normal standards. You're not hurting anyone. You're helping people. Why do you need to share things? I think it's so selfish to share. Look at me. I'm okay. It's like always in comparison to something else. It's like, I just think this idea of sharing on social media is a very selfish thing and something that someone does when they don't feel fulfilled. And yeah, that sounds extreme, especially for someone making their full-time income by doing the same thing they're demonizing. Not demonizing, but critiquing. Opposite ends of the spectrum, I just feel like I want to reach a point in my life when I don't have to have, you know, any need for public approval of anything. Fuck it. Like, If I want to post a photo of like me going and doing this thing, sure, you know, I could do that. But what I don't want to have to care about is views, subs, comments, what people actually care. That's all, you know, that's all fair if they want to do that, but it doesn't affect me. So that's an ideal. I have my idea. I have my niche. I have me camera. What's stopping me? That sounds like a thing only you can answer. How do you get new freelance clients? I don't have freelance clients. Does van life ever cross your mind, Kirby Wilson? Yeah. I see other people doing it. I see it. I get it. I think it always looks better than when you're actually doing it. It's definitely a huge change if you're going to start doing that. You got to get a dog. You got to start being more hippie. I don't know. I just don't want to do it. You asked that question 3 times, Kirby. Hold back. Hi. Trying to declutter and change major things in my life, but I don't know where to start, and it all seems risky. Risky? What is risky about that? If something seems too hard, you got to break it in half. And then those 2 halves are much easier to tackle. I'm going to start sounding like Jordan Peterson. I can't do it. His voice is like so crackly. I can't do his voice. He's like so Canadian. So Canadian, but then also like Kermit the Frog. I can't do it. Clean your damn room. That's Jordan yelling at his daughter. Can I work for you? Is the creative residency dead? I'm just doing my thing. How was my beautiful Baju video? Well, we got some great questions down here in the bottom, folks. I'll tell you what. How do you deal with creative block apart from watching The Office? There's a lot to that specific to each person, but me? Yeah. I have a number of things that really make me happy, and I just get back to the basics. Exercise, getting away from the situation, distracting myself. Escape is what we all go to, video games, music, even reading, you know, just to escape reality. The consciousness is fucked, dude. Like, oh man, don't even. Give me a. Before we even get into that. What has changed mentally? Oh, we said we weren't going to get into that, NWB Media. What do you think about the Nikon Fold? No. Which creators inspired you to find your video styles? I don't know. Another one. What's your creative process? Like, from the getting an idea in your till executing it, what's it like? Thoughts on the 1975 song? What the fuck is the 1975 song? Are you happy? How do you make money by being yourself, mindful of dreams? I don't know. I convince people to buy things because they trust me. And they trust me because I've made promises and kept promises to them or other people and they saw it. Yeah, you can do a lot with trust. You get enough people. You can convince them to do, believe, buy, subscribe. That's the basis of it. Make a promise, keep a promise.
Dear.
Oh, yeah, baby. All right, that's it. We're going to end it. Well, okay. Well, let's go to Twitter real quick. I don't want to upset the Twitter gods. I posted on Twitter asking for some questions. So let's just go through that real quick. All right, we got 19. Let's see how many of these are good. Twitter section.
How long have we been recording?
Hour and 10 minutes, okay. Now that Wedding Film School has been let go, what's the plan for you next? Anyway, like your super vlogs. What's next? Got rid of wedding film school. Yeah, so I think I have to figure out what Craig M's channel is going to be. And I think the only common element, other than myself, is that it's a random, you don't know what to expect. And like, it's just me. That's all you can expect from the channel. So if I were to narrow it down, I think I would still do my travel vlogs. Yeah, I just want it to be like a vlog channel. But even that term's like fucked. It's stupid. Like, people conflate an entire genre. Is it a genre of vlog? They're just films. They're little documentaries. They're videos. I don't want to pigeonhole them into something. They're just me making videos about the stuff that I care about and want to share. So usually when I'm on a trip, I want to share that. It's fun. Kind of like an exercise to capture and share my experiences. Yeah. And there's something about like, I'm on a trip for a week. I'm going to have my camera and shoot every day kind of thing. Instead of like the mundane day-to-day life of being here in New York, wouldn't be as interesting if I daily vlogged. To me, I don't think it'd be interesting. Maybe it would be, but I think it'd get old. How is your MacBook handling the 4K files? It's fine. Totally fine. Everything I use works, and that's why I use it. So that settles that. CraigEmms.com. Meme skits on IGTV. Yeah, I don't like IGTV. Boneless or traditional wings? Traditional wings, baby. If you could have any other job, what would it be? I wouldn't have a job. I would just invest, because you can make money off of making good predictions. And I would do that and just keep using that money to make more money. But then I would just get enough money so that I could keep the bills away, live the life I want, which is exercising, meeting new people, making new relationships, helping the friends around me, the family, traveling, being creative. And that'd probably make a safety net to ensure that that doesn't go awry in different unstable situations of the economy. So it wouldn't be a job, it would just be a state of being. What's the best thing about creating content for YouTube? Seems an obvious question, but do a deep dive on it. From Mark James HQ. Best thing about making content? I could just do whatever I want. I don't think I could do anything other than what I want. Maybe it's entitled, maybe it's selfish, but dude, I'm 27 on a tiny blue bubble, flown through space, nothingness. Well, like 90% of the universe is dark matter. We don't even know what it is. Dark matter is a bad term for that. It's like anti-gravity. We have no idea why it happens. We're in a 3/4 dimensional space. We can think and demonstrate upper lower dimensions, but fuck, it's like other universes, an infinite amount of those, and then an infinite amount of infinite universes through time. Like, fuck. What's it matter? Just be happy, do good stuff, make yourself feel good, don't hurt other people. Yeah, it's all selfish. Even this, like, let's make society better and help out other people, is so that you and your children are well off. So it's like, fuck, dude. What's it all matter if it's all selfish in the end? It's just along for the ride. I know nothing. I'm just doing this. I'm just here. Just a random ass fucking explosion of atoms and quarks and neutrinos and electrons bouncing around. You know, we cannot measure how small electrons are. It's like, I don't even know if they have mass, but fuck. Thoughts on the new MacBook Pro? Don't care. I guess I would like it if they gave me one, or if I could just replace my computer maybe for like 100, 200, 300. But it's just the same thing, but faster. Definitely. Aesthetically, same thing. Sure, I'd like a faster computer, but I didn't, you know. We get used to what we're used to. I'm just very used to this computer and it works. A very expensive computer. Big fan of your content, Craig. My question is, what do you do when you are blocked, creatively speaking? When I'm blocked, creatively speaking? Like a creative block, I guess? I think we talked about this a little bit. Get down to basics. For me, it's exercise. I just got to go push myself and like make a promise. I'm going to run 5 miles. I'm going to go do these. I'm going to go over to Dumbo and kick some soccer. You know, it's just like, that's the best thing. I just think sweating it out really helps clear your mind and definitely escape. It's all a form of escape for sure. As a creator, what is one tool that you wish you had at your disposal? One tool I wish I had at my disposal. What does that mean? One tool that I wish I had at my disposal. Death Star.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Have you always been in New York? If not, why did you move there? Oh, this is Craig 101, baby. I've been in the state of New York all my life. I moved there for a number of reasons. I don't know. I guess I should make like a single video explaining the story of Craig, but it's out there. Ugh. Yeah. All right. That's good. We're going to end on that. Is there ketchup in your fridge? Nah, no ketchup. Thank you for listening to this episode. India is back on Friday. So that's 2 days from now, 3 days. What day is it? God damn it. Yeah, I should be recording a podcast with her. Hopefully this fucking keys. Wasn't too annoying. Yeah, let me know what you thought about this episode on Twitter or Instagram. Get in my face. Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts, especially on Twitter. If you link my podcast, the episode, your thoughts, write something, do something, get my attention. That's what I would retweet. Like, doesn't it make sense? If you're going to give feedback, do it publicly. You'll get something back too. And that's it. Thank you. Peace. Another